changes, and he'll give it to the service.
Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Nun Beis. Holding right on the bottom of Kuf Nun Aleph on the base. Shavua Tov, just a few days before Rosh Hashanah. So the last thing that we learned was that Reb Chanina unfortunately lost a child and refused to cry over her loss. His wife said to him, "What is this? Loss of a child is to you losing a tarnagol from the house." And he said, "Amarla," and we're up to one line above the bottom, "Tarati, I'm supposed to suffer being both bereft and blind? Tachla ve'ivra, what's the point? Sevela kadiyam Reb Yochanan mishum Reb Yossi ben Kitzarta, sheish dima'otim, there's six causes of tears, shalosh yafot v'shalosh ra'ot, and the tears that come from these different causes, three of them are good for the eyes, and three of them are bad for the eyes. Shel ashan v'shel b'chi v'shel beit hakisei, the tears that come of pollution, of crying, or of straining in a bathroom, or other pain, are bad for the eyes. Shel sam v'shel skok v'shel perot yafot, those that come as a result of treatment of the eyes, or of laughter, or of the various perot, like onions and so on, that's good for the eyes." Continuing on now with the very same psukim, the closing of Kohelet that we spoke about, it was all a description of the day of death and that a person should do teshuva before he dies. So getting back now, biyom shiyazu'u shomrei abayit, v'hitavtu anshei hachoyim, v'atlu atochanot kimeyetu, v'chashku haro'ot ba'arubot. This describes a human being, the human body, as a house, as a city. So on the day that the shomrim of the house will now begin to faint, what means elu hakesalim? The shomrim of the house is hakesalim hatzlaot. Those are the abs and the ribs. They fail and the body collapses. V'hitavtu anshei achayim, and those who are the strong men, that refers to the shokayim, that's the thighs that hold a person up. Ubatlu atochanot, the grinders are gone. That's the teeth, elu hashinayim. V'chashku haruot v'arubot, referring to the watchers that would be up in the roof and the rafters. Elu einayim, that refers to a person's eyes. Omar l'keisa, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, my time alo atita lebe avidan. Remember that they used to go to the Bei Avidan, which was a debating center, and Caesar was close to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, was concerned that he wasn't showing up and maintaining the intellectual discourse over here with the Romans. So he said to Caesar, "Look, Tur Talag, the mountain has become all white like snow. Sachruni Galidim, and then all around what you find is icicles," referring to his beard. His head was all white, his beard is all white. Kalbui lo nafim, the dogs aren't barking anymore. I can't get any sounds out anymore. Tachnui lo tochnin, the grinders aren't grinding anymore. Beirav amre, they say in the Beisamenerish, adelo avidna bachishna, I seem to be searching for something that I didn't lose. Bent over and looking on the ground as if there's something there to find. Tani Rabbi Yossi bar Kisva Omer, Tava Trei Miklat. Let me tell you something. Two legs are better than three. Referring to his cane. And Vaila Lachada da Azla Vala Atyan. Vay to the one thing that goes and never returns. Mahi, what is that? Omer Pchista Yankuta. That's youth. Ki Ata Rabbima Yankuta Klila Devarda. Youth is a crown made out of roses. Sabuta, yeah, they talk about the crown of old age, but you know it's made out of thistles. Klila de Chilfa. Tanamishmeda Rabbi Meir. Dok bekaki vetishkach benigri. Take a grind up well with your teeth, you'll find it in your walk. Meaning, eat well, and you'll see you'll be able to keep your youthful gait for a while. Shinema v'nisbad lechem. Meaning, etovim v'ra'avara inu. So you see that it says over there, if we if we eat well, so then we won't have to suffer the indignities of old age. Listen here, Rav Yehuda was still young, which we'll tell them this. Just open up your belt there, get your mouth open and get that food in. Up to 40 years of age, eating is good. Mikan veila, from then on, you better turn to the bottle. Mishti mali. From then on, you'll put on weight too fast, so better to drink.
That's why the old men always have schnapps full of wine.
I was talking about that bottle, but yeah, it's a good idea. Omale Ahugo Zoth, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. All types of course, everybody comes and gives remuzim to this little conversation because it's a very strange conversation. But there was this one of these effeminate guys who had his vasectomy over there, and he's like on top of the world. You know, he speaks to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, who doesn't have any hair left, you know. So he says to him one day, "Tell me something. What's the difference from here to Baldyville? How's it to get from here to Baldyville? Well, it's like from here to castration center. Omar Lay Tzaduki. Barcha Karcha Bearba. So this Tzaduki tells him, they sell goats. They don't have any hair. They sell them for 4 zuz. So he said to him, "Yeah, Ika Shlifa Bitzmania, you can buy a ball of skin for 8. Because they used to use this for water storage. They would the Dafka take castrated steers, and it was very good for storing water. So he made fun of him also. So he said to him, Omalei. So he sees Chazid Osayim Basani, he sees he isn't wearing any shoes, which is a quite incredible thing, because Rabbi Akiva, who was, according to many shitas, the father of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, who was called Korcha, but it's very strange, because over here he's Korcha because he's actually bald. Yehoshua was called, and Rabbi Akiva was called Chutz Min HaKereach Chazid. So they called his son Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. All types of Ramazim, his big taisus about it before. He says that they wouldn't have called him Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Why would they have been called? They had a shame of Rabbi Akiva to be called. But anyway, there's a lot of fascinating timing about that. But the one thing that it says, Om Rabbi Akiva to Yehoshua ben Noah, is never go around without shoes, without money for shoes. That's very important. So here Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha is going without any shoes, which is very, very strange. Anyway, there's some who suggest maybe this is on Tisha B'Av that he saw, and they define the whole conversation in terms of the Tzaduki and the rejection of the Bayit and so on, all kinds of remorse. So anyway, so this Tzaduki says to him, you know, the Al-Sus Melech, a guy who rides a Jaguar as a king, the Al-Khamor Ben Chorin, he got a Volkswagen, he's still a free man, the Minali Beragloi Barinish, if you got shoes on your feet, at least you're human. But the law of law, the chafiv v'kavir tavminates. Better off to be buried, dead and buried, than not to have you walk around without even shoes. Omalei guza guza. So he said to him, listen over here, Mr. Castrate. There's tlas amartli. You've gotten me 3 times. And I'll tell you something. Tlat shamat. There's 3 things I got to tell you also, okay? There's hadras ponim, zaken, and Simchat Lev Isha. Okay? So I gotta tell you, the Hadras Ponim is a beard. The happiness of a heart is a woman. Nachalat Hashem is children. Boruch HaMokam Shemanacham Mikol. Thank God you don't have any of them. No beard, no woman, no kids. Amarle Karcha Mitsuyana. A fighting baldy. Yeah, and I pulled out Akur has got himself full of tochacha. Our others learned that that he was telling him, Ikra Shlifa tochacha, I'm giving you. Don't think I'm fighting with you. Stop kidding around. Think about what I told you. Amalei Rebbe, Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, Mipnei Malo, Hikbalno Panecha, Beregeot, Kederach, Shikvila, Avotai, Lavotecha, why weren't we zocha to be makabel you during the regel? Obviously, what he meant was, why didn't you come to visit me during the regel? But he was saying it in a nice way, the way that your forefathers would come, as the kvod hanesiut, they would come also, even though maybe they were great people. Omar le silaim nasu gvoim. Let me tell you something. What used to be the little stones in the road have now become very big to me. Krovim nasu rechokim. What used to be close is now very far. Mishtaim nasu shalosh. The two legs have now become three legs with my cane. Mesim shalom babayis bottle. And the Viagra I can't get anymore in the house. So things are not good. So, so don't expect me to show up anymore. Continues the pasuk. Sugru de la taim bash. By the way, but it's a very fascinating nekuda. In other words, why mention his virility? Most of the guys coming to visit, but you see that indeed it was taken for granted that the level of virility is the level of interaction with the world. Human intercourse is human intercourse. It doesn't. So that, don't have much fashion for anything anymore. Show up and only like to people.
Is this talking about Emily? It's supposed to be like the Tzor when Yaakov spoke to Paro? Sort of like,
no, he's not complaining about life. He's just saying, look, this is the, you know, this is the fact. V'sugru delatayim bashuk b'shval kol ha'tachana v'yakum l'kol ha'tzipor v'yishachu kol b'not ha'shir. So again, back to the description for Helot of old age and death. And so the gates to the shuk are closed as the grinders, as the, there's no longer the sound anymore from the bakery, in other words. And you get up to the sound of a little bird and bend to all benotash. What's this referring to? So Gurdalatayim Bashuk refers to Nekavav Shaladan. The guy can't make it to the bathroom anymore, doesn't he? There's nothing happening. Bishval kola tachana bishvil kurkavan sheino tochein. His intestines aren't doing a job anymore. Yakum la kola tzipor. It's insomnia all the time. Finally gets to sleep at 5 in the morning. Tzipor menarato bishimato. A little birdie can wake him up from the sleep. Yishachu kol benot ha'ashir. You can have the most beautiful, beautiful opera. Afiu kol sharim v'shorot domot alav kishucha. He loses his ability to distinguish voices, music. It all sounds like the same garbage. Ba'av Barzilaya Giladi Amar Le David. Listen, I'm an old man. Ben Shmonim Shana Nochi Hayom. Hayda Ben Tov L'ra. I'm supposed to know the difference between good and bad. Mikan, so that was, what's the point of having me at the table? I don't know good food from bad food anyway. Mikan Shada'atan Shazekedim Mishtanot. That he's no longer capable of distinguishing between good and bad. Initam abdachat asher ochal v'tasher ashteh. Do you think that I can taste anymore what I eat and I drink? Mikan shesiftoteihem shel zekenim mitraptot. They now crack, and their ability to taste becomes cracked and loosened. Im eshmaot b'kol sharim v'shavot. Am I going to listen anymore to your fancy singers that you've got over there in your palace? Mikan sheozneihem shel zekenim mitkabdot. Omar Rav, Barzilai Giladi, Shakra Havi, it's all lies. 80 years old. He's a kid still. He amta the Havi of a Rebbe. There was somebody that used to work in Rebbe's kitchen. She was 92. Havi to eat. I'm a Kidra. She was the taster that they brought her everything to taste. And he's a measly 80 years old, a teenager, and he's complaining that he can't taste. He's obviously a phony. Rav Ami wasn't a phony. Barzilai HaGiladi Shatuf Bezima Havi. Remember, guys, Barzilai HaGiladi didn't have a particularly beautiful past. He had a rather checkered past, and all of those exciting moments took away his ability to have a long life. Kala Shatuf Bezima Zikna Kofetzit Alav. So he got young and old. He got old young. So he was 80 years old, and he was already old. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Amra Talmidei Chachamim Kol Zman Shemaskinim Chokhma Nitosefet Behem. As we saw before, Talmidei Chachamim, the older they get, the more Chokhma is added. Shema B'Yishishim Chokhma V'Orech Yamim Tvuna. Whereas Amei Haaretz Kol Zman Shemaskinim Tipshut Nitosefet Behem. These guys get stupider as they get older. Shema, take a look what happened to poor Bertrand Russell. Shnema Meisir Safal Ne'emanim V'Tam Zekenim Yikach. continues the story in Kohelet.
That's not the Gemara, that's not the Gersa.
Yes.
Chokmeh,
nothing. Oh, no, I thought you were referring to something.
What?
No.
Isn't that Gemara that says?
No, there is a different Gersa, but it's not the Nafkamina between Goyim and. That's not but mityashevet. We spoke about it at the Siyam. Began. Gam migavoa yera'u. What is it? Pshat gam migavoa yera'u. What things look from up high? Gam migavoa yera'u v'chatchatim baderech v'ina'etz ha'shaked. We're going to dash down a whole pasuk. So gam migavoa yera'u means everything looks big. Afilo gafshishit ktana domeh alav kiharei harim. Even a little gafshushit, a little hill, that this guy is trying to make it along over there on his cane. To him, it looks like he's got to go climb a mountain. V'chat chatim baderech, b'sha'ah shemaaleich baderech, kulam naasim lo tohim. Everybody's looking at. Is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? Baby, run over him, give him a hand or something. So, or he's toy al atzmo. This one. Vayinaetz hashaked. Zukaliboset, so his pelvis sticks out, and it looks like he's got nothing on him. Vayistabel hechagav, he becomes like a yistabel zeloshim of a sabal. Vayistabel a chagav becomes a little locust, becomes a difficult thing to carry around. But this is now in the pasuk is referring to his own buttocks are too heavy to carry around. V'tafer ha'aviona. And he loses his libido, zuchemda. This refers to sexual desire. Rivkaana habiposik sidra kamederav. And kimot elahai kro, when he came to the posik of itafer haviona, so Rav started moaning. Nagi, vita. Omar shmamina botel echande de Rav. Apparently Rav's lost it. Omar Rivkaana maidech siv ki hu amar vayehi. Hu amar vayehi is a reference to the desire for women. Hutzivava Yamod, that refers to banim, meaning that Tana, Isha chemat balet soa, upia balet dan. Look, I mean, you want to talk about what's going on there. What do you got over there? A human being full of rot, blood. Vakoratzimachar, everybody's chasing her like it's Gan Eden. Okay, but why? Hutzivava Yamod, in order to facilitate reproduction. Ki olecha adam al beit olamo. What's got a beit olamo? Olecha adam al olam. What's a beit olamo? It's his personal world. Rabbi Yitzchak, indeed, it's his personal world. Each tzaddik develops his own world. It looks, everybody dies. It's a marshal of melech shenichnas. Hu v'avadav le'ir. So k'shem nichnasim, k'lam b'sharech ad nichnasim. You go into the city, it doesn't matter if you're the king, it doesn't matter if you're the floor washer, whoever you are, you go through the same gate. Well, once you come into the gate, some guys go to the higher regency, some guys go to the youth hostel, and other guys go, we don't want to say where. So the same thing over there, each one has what is the fias madrega. So too, the alechadam al beit olamo, what do you say? The person, now you'll notice by the way that all of these issues are in the perek, whose name is named after basically death. The Yomar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechtivke hayaldut v'hashacharut heva. What's the relationship yaldut and shacharut? The praxis, of course, it means your black hair time, or the early part of your life. But we darshan like this, dvorim shadam oseh b'yalduto. All of the living it up, whoopee-dee-doo, that a person lived up in his childhood, or meshach, mashchirin panav leit ziknuto. That's what makes him weak and broken when he's older, like we had. He wasn't really lying, but then he was a shatul gezuma. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak, kosha rima lameit kemachat b'basar hachai. A mate has pain from a worm eating his body, the way a living person would feel pain sticking a needle into his flesh. Obviously, it doesn't mean physical pain. By the way, that's true. Halacha doesn't mean physical pain. because there were various piskei halachas that had to do with such inyanim. It was actually a famous shaila as to whether it was mutter to a father had left a tzavo for his children to transport his body to Mokum of the Kivrei Avosav. And because his body was in a state of advanced decay, they couldn't transfer it. So they wanted to know whether they could basically pour seed into the grave, which would eat up the flesh, and then they would transport the remains.
The bones.
Yeah. So the shadow, they said, Kasha Rivan. It was never the Kabbalah, it was the Tsar, and so on and so forth. So the Psak Halacha was, the famous tribe is very good. Yeah, many kinds of similar things. Psak Halacha was that this doesn't mean, obviously, that a mace feels anything. So there's no inyan of pain. It has to do with the question of whether the bizayin to the goof, of that it's food for worms, is a tsar to the nefesh of the meat.
Whose child
they allowed?
Who's who did allow?
Who's having the children do that?
You want more Mekaris. He always wants Mekaris. I'll bring you Mekaris.
This one, this one I can look up.
I'll write him down.
No, this one, the other one I look up.
Right,
I want to look this one up.
It's not only one person. There's a whole series of stuff. I'll bring it. Omer Chista. Nafsho shel adam mitabelet alav kol shiva. A person's soul is mitabel on his own loss. This, by the way, is connected, according to this pshat. That's the idea. That is, the nefesh is mitstayer on the loss of the guf. Shinema v'nafsho alav teyavel. So you see that the time of Avelut is Shiva. So Navsho Alav Teyavel means that the Nefesh mourns during the time of the Shiva, because that's the meaning of the word Avelut. On Rabbi Yehuda, Mate She'in Lo Menachamim. Because of this, if a mate does not have anybody that is sitting Shiva for him, so there's nobody coming in to be Menachem, so then the mate himself needs Nechama. So how do we do that? So 10 people come and sit in the place where he lived and so on. And then people come and treat them as if they are standing in for the maid. And that at least is the cover that is due to the human being who has no one to be misabo for. There was someone who died in Rav Yehuda's neighborhood. Lo yulo menachamim, and he didn't have any avelim. So kol yuma avidaba Rabbi Yehuda be'asara liyat ve'beduchte. Every day Rabbi Yehuda would gather together 10 people, make a minyan by his house. Liyach shiva tsiyamim. At the end of shiva, his chazilei b'chal made the Rabbi Yehuda. He came to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream. Ve'amar le'tanuach da'atcha shehinachta da'ati. You should be gebenched that you made me feel better in not having anyone to mourn me. Omer Rabbi Abu,
any
10 people that should stand in as.
And they never heard of the guy.
Maybe.
So there'd be nothing to about that person specifically we discussed.
Right, but it means that
all the same,
his life is noted and his passing is noted and it's referred to.
So who buried him?
Chevra Kadisha. When the Bezdin takes care of him. Omri Biavu, Kosha Omrim Bifnei Hamet, Yodea, Hachi Satema Golel. Any hespit that is said in front of the mate is aware of, until the kever is sealed. Pligiba Rukhiev Ripshiba Barebi Chadomar Hachi Satema Golel, Vachadomar Hachi Takel Habasar. One Madiomer says it means until it's sealed. Yeah, of course, once again, this big machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, the technical meaning of the term, golel, dofek, we have it every single time. But here already it doesn't, so not nogea, the technicality of it. The idea over here is basically whatever they feel is the end of the kvura at that point. So, one, the other man, the Omer says, no, the mate continues to be aware of things said about him until the body decays. So Mandiyom Rachit Akela Basar Dichtiv Ach Bisaro Alav Yichav Menafsho Alav Teyavel. Apparently, that there is still a ke'ev, it's still an avilut, as long as there is basar on the body. Putting back the body into the earth is the shiva, the return to the earth, and that is sufficient. Tana Rabbana, v'haruach tashuv el ha'elohim asher nitana, the pasuk continues on. And the spirit goes back to God who gave it. That means give it back the way it was given to you. Tana lo kamoshe nitna lecha b'tahara. Afata b'tahara, give it back to her like you got it. Moshul melech basar v'adam shechalak b'gidei malchut l'avadav. So you have a melech who gave out uniforms to wear, all the beautiful big day malchus, and whenever they're around the melech, they should wear these begadim. So pikhim shebahem, those who were smart, they knew how to treat those big day malchut, that they would be used only when the melech wanted it. Kiplum from the kufsa, so they folded them up carefully, but put them inside a kufsa, protected them. Tipshim shebahem, olchuv yasu behem melecha, liyamim b'kesh ha-melech et kelav, when the king asked for his begotten back, so pikhim shvem echzirum lo kishen meguatzim. So the smart ones gave them back in perfect condition. Tipshim shvem echzirum lo kishen meluchlachim. Samach ha-melech likrat pikhim v'kaas likrat tipshim. Ha-pikhim amar yinatlu kelai lo-otsar. Bring the kelim back in the otsar, which is the nefesh now should be in the otsar beis Hashem. V'hem yalchu levateyem l'shalom. And give them their chelek in peace. Al tipshim amar kelai yinatlu lekoves. Give the kelim to the washers. Put it through the drying machines over there. A little warm. Ve'em yitchapshu bebeit asurim. And leave them in jail. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al gufan shel tzadikim omer yavo shalom. Yonucho al mishkevotam. That's they should go home in peace. Val nishmatam hu omer. And that's the reference to the that which was returned in good shape. It's now put back in the altar. Magufam shel reshaim omer, ein shalom amar Hashem reshaim, v'anishmatam omer vet nefesh oyvecha yikalaena b'toch kaf hakela. Tani Rebbe Eliezer omer nishmatan shel tzadikim genuzot tachat kisei hakavod. Because again, from Abigail we learn out. Vayta nefesh adoni tzrura b'tzor ha-chayim v'shel reshaim zomemot v'olchot. The nefesh of a rasha is put into a collar, zomim. So it's like a
muscle?
Yeah, zomoma is like a collar. Zomoma de parzalot. Okay, guys, I mean, put the collar muzzle also. V'olchot. Al pi kabbalah, this means that all of the Ra in that person that is committed to creates a world for him that is an expression of his own kinas and needs and so on. Umalach Achado made Bisof. We're darshing this from the puzzle. We'll see. Malach Achado made Bisof Olam. Malach Acharo made Bisof Olam. Umikalein Nishmatam Zelaze. Because he doesn't have any serious Olam. There's no reality to which he is connected. He lives in fantasy. So therefore, in death, he continues to face complete chaos. It's as if a malach stands on one side of the world, another malach on the other side of the universe, and swing their souls in a slingshot from one to the other to play games with. Shinemavetz, nefesh oyvecha yikalenu b'toch kafakela. B'toch kafakela means you're stuck in the kafakela. You can't escape from outside into the universe outside. Omele Rabbi Reb Nachman, you've talked about Rishoyim and you've talked about Tzadikim, but you haven't spoken about Beinanim. Shall Beinanim my?
How timely!
Although the Marsha explains that the Lamaisa Shall Beinanim doesn't really make sense because, as the Rambam says, that in time of the din, so that's Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. There's either a person ends up as a Rosh or as a Tzadik. You can't have a Beinoni because a Beinoni is Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, unless there's the what needs to be done and someone who never worked through it and so on. But, so he explains that this is not talking about after din, after death. This is talking about what it's called the Olam HaNeshamot, in which a person has not yet faced din. Like we'll see later on with Shmuel, there's still, you know, 12 months before the year is over, the neshama is still undefined. So Beinoni Mai, Amalei Ayek Ashchiv. Oh my goodness, it sure is a good thing you asked me that, because if I had died before you asked me, then you'd never know, would you? Lo Amri Lachu, because he knew that no one else was told this maimer, Ron explains. Shmuel had told him this to him privately. So, Hai Mil said, you never know this thing. Hachi Amar Shmuel. Truth is that both Nishmais, Rishayim, and Tzadikim are given over to the Malach Aduma. Alolu Yeshlein Manoah, those who are Beinonim, have Menucha until they're din. Alolu Eilein Manoah. But Nishmaseim, Sharashayim don't have Menucha during that period either.
What
did I mean? If I had died. It's an explanation of, if I had, and then whatever it is, but it's common. Omer Mori, Atidim Sadikim Dahave Afra. Even Sadikim are going to be turned to dust. The Ktiv Yashov, based on this pasuk in Kohelet, says, V'yashov ha'afar ala aretz kishahaya. So apparently that's the description of what it is for every human being. The problem is that Hani Kapuloi, Rabbi Kaplan, the Yara, and the Reb Nachman, Reb Nachman had hired some people to dig up his field, and they were digging, and all of a sudden, and without knowing, they discovered that someone was buried there and didn't like being dug up, and he growled at them. So Nacharbu Revachoy Bar Yoshia. So they came and said to Reb Nachman, "Look, we ain't digging anymore. Out of here, buddy. Nacharbun Gavra. Somebody's growling at us out there. We're out of here." So Reb Nachman decided to go find out what's happening. So Atav Yomale, Mani Umar, who are you, sir? Omarle said, "I am Achoy Bar Yoshia." Omarle, so he said to him, "I don't get it. How come you're not dust?" Lav Amar Rav Mori Ativi Tzadiki Davi Afra. I mean, then Rav Mori said, of course, Rav Mori lived after Rav Akiva Bar Yoshia. So, but Rav Mori said that Tzadikim are going to be turned into dust. Omarle, who the heck is Mori? I've never heard it again. Omarle. He would dashen from a pasuk v'yashuva afar ala aretz kishaya. He says, "I see you're a pretty smart guy. Dakaricha kohelet lo kaicha mishlei." But you should have gotten a teacher to teach you mishlei too, not just kohelet. I mean, yeah, you listen to sukkahs, big deal. What did you ever learn in school? Dichtiv, don't you know that it says in the pasuk v'rekev atzamot kinah? Somebody who suffers from jealousy, so his bones rot. But somebody like me, why should you expect me to decay if I never suffered from jealousies? So Gashashe, Rav Nachman touched him, because he thought maybe he was hallucinating with some kind of vision. And he saw that he's real. There's something physical there. So he said, "Well, if you're physical, how about coming in for a drink?" You've been here a long time, and like a little exercise. Why don't you come in for a drink? Oh boy, I thought you were stone stupid. Kalita daitra dafil nevila karita. Mele, you never had a teacher teach you mishle. That's already tough stuff. I thought you at least learned the vim. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can open up a kevah. So then Reb Nachman said, "But wait a minute, what about Adam HaRishon was told? Ki afarat avyal afarat shuv." That's a definition of the human condition. So what are you giving me this business about? Kina and Adam. You're supposed to be good and dead. I don't like this half and half business. Yes, there is a moment in which everything has to be bottle and dust before it's reconstructed. You claim as we just had, that the Nishmasim of Tzadikim are put directly under the Kisei HaKavod. If that's the case, how could a ridiculous Ufa Tamya, the Ov, who played around with bones, Hecha Haskila Shmuel Nagida, how could he possibly have called up Shmuel using the Ov methods? Of course, this is another reason why this Perek is called what it is. Omalei.
What's the problem?
Well, if you can't call an neshama from under the Kisei
HaKavod.
Oh, please. That's no connection. That's the meaning of Takas Kisei HaKavod. It's no longer mechuber, no longer given over to the hands of someone. That was within 12 months of death. Tanya, kol shnemesar chodesh, gufo kayam, v'nishmato olav yoredet. As long as there's still decay going on of the body, the neshama is not freed from its connection to Olam Hazeh. That was the period during which Shmuel had died the year before, and the Shoal was still able to speak to Shmuel. But Le'achar Yud Beis Chodesh Aguf Batel Nishmato Ola V'Shuv Ine Yored. Should we do a little bit more?
No, it's a very 12 months and 11 months of Tzadikim.
No. That's the Gabi Dimcha Rishayim began, and it's okay, I mean, there's the drashas of the psukim continue on. We continue on to the end of the parak. We'll do it tomorrow. So beautiful.
Will we be able to finish and have a siyum on
that? We have a siyum. We're planning a siyum after Tzernodalia. Maybe, yeah. I have to speak to the. I forgot to call you. Finally, I was supposed to remind me. You saw Kuti? Why didn't you tell me?